if you talked about the domestic church or family spirituality, people immediately jumped only to prayer and saying prayers together. Now, that is important, of course, that's vital, but they didn't really understand how serving each other and sacrificing for each other, forgiving each other within the context of the home is, you know, part of their holiness, part of their living the gospel.
To what extent do you think this is due to changes in society? People may be becoming less dependent on the extended family.
Yes, it has, and that's quite right. This was constantly reflected everywhere we went. The sheer busyness of families, you know, the whole business of the very considerable mortgages that they face now in order to get a home meant, you know, that almost always both partners have to work. That leaves little time for the home and family. And what was clear was how much they valued their time that they did get together. But it was always under pressure. And it does have an effect on their, you know, having that sort of more relaxed time together when they can chat and converse and explore things together as a, you know, in a family home. And I think that is the thing that they reflected more often than not.